Rabbi Simon Tes Shin. I do not know why it's called Tes Shin and not Shin Tes. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's called Shin Tes. And the older versions of the Shulchan Aruch and the more recent ones, whatever reason the Chabad Chaim called it Tes Shin, some of the more modern versions of the Shulchan Aruch changes the Tes Shin. But there's been multiple explanations, suggestions what the issue is. I do not know. It stands for Sota, maybe, you know. So, which exactly. By Simon Shindun Test, some people, it says Shindun Test, doesn't say Shindun Test, no, and so we're good, you know, but I don't know why Test Shin should be more of a problem. The word shot is to swim, hard to say that's a problem.
Tasha's weak.
What?
Tasha's weak. That's
okay. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, so the Neutel Adam is Benoiv Eben Bayada. So it's the Mishnah, beginning of the name of the paragraph, actually, Neutel. That a person can carry the child, even though the child is holding onto the stone. In other words, he's been metalto of the stone, Ayyadi Dabarach. He's been metalto of the child. So this is called Tilto Bayad, because he's doing it with his hands. It's not Tilto Bagufay, it's Tilto Bayad. But it's not direct, because he's holding something. That something is holding the stone. It's not considered he's being metaltal to Evan. But there has to be a good reason why he's doing this. The child has gaguin of love, has gaguin for the father. The child gets emotionally overwhelmed when he's not with the father. So the child refuses to drop the stone, and the child refuses to be without the father. To the point that if the father will not pick up the child's going to get sick. But if the child doesn't have his gaguin, so we say you can't pick up the child with the stone because you're in the talit of the Evan. But even by the case of where there is gaguin, we're a matter, if you talk, the issue over here is the stone. If the child's holding a coin, even if the father's not holding the child, he's just walking, holding the child's hand. He's holding the child's hand, the child's walking, holding the coin with the other hand. So Chazal said, no. Why? We're afraid that the child will drop the coin, and the father will be forget and be enticed to pick up the coin. Now, the issue over here is muksa. We're talking about a chutzah issue. So this is almost a gzera otu muksa, which is a chiddush because muksa is the rabbanon. We're making gzera otu muksa. But the Yesh Armrim, the Lord, Osir El Kashabu, Noise Atinuk, in Dinner Biyada, Amalekh of Tinuk Biyada, Abadi, Shadinner Biyada Tinuk, Amakaf Klum. Some say no, it's the Kashashi is going to pick up the coin that we're not worried about. But if he's holding the child, then there's this thought process the father's going to say, you know, I'm carrying the coin really, so I'm allowed to carry coins. So next time, let's carry the coin without the kid. So they answered that as well. So that's according to this pshat.
Right? But if my
stock is
7,
okay. So if my car is 7, okay. So the Mishabura, 7 be other. The Ain, but El Mishabura is a tilt. There's no problem with Tzah over here. Not the only Tzah. The only issue over here is the problem with Muksah. The Kachlo is that Mishab Tzar the Tinnik. Therefore, we are master the Yisr of tilt because of the child's needs. Till come on. Abu Bisha Saram and Vadi Yosef Mishab Yisr. Tzah. The Noise is a Tinnik. Habi Kilim Noise is a Evan be other. So Gabi Yotzah, it's called being the he's carrying. Even though the child is kind of says Atzmai, but that what the child is holding, and the child's clothing is also bottled to the child, and is also so goes into the heter kind of says Atzmai. But that what the child is holding, you don't have a heter with the kind of says Atzmai. It's equivalent to the lach of the father is carrying, doing her tzor on the stone and Shabbos. So every problem of tilt of her tzor, so that's not mutter.
Why is a chayn no says Atzmai more of heter than a chayn no says Evan? He's also not holding the Evan directly. When he's holding the child, it's not the rice because the Chayna says Aksma.
No, he's holding the child because it's not because of the Hutsua.
It's also the Rabban, it's not because of the rice because the Chayna says Aksma.
Right.
Now the kid is holding onto the stone, so he's indirectly carrying the stone, which is really being held by the child, and yet we say that's the rice.
Yeah. It's not indirectly. That's called carrying. I'm carrying. I'm carrying the equivalent of something which is. It's like it doesn't exist because cheder says atzmi. But that which the chai is noisy is not noisy is atzmi.
But the chai is noisy. So I'm not being noisy. The chai is being noisy. The kid is calling it.
No, the kid is not doing the itzor on the stone. He's not going anywhere. I'm just carrying. The kid's not doing the itzor. I'm doing the itzor on the stone.
Yeah, I'll think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gagun alav. The kach also tilta a dime. Since the child has gaguin and he's going to get sick without him, so we're a makel on an indirect tiltal. We welcome to Kona Skola because the child's going to get sick. It's not a life threatening thing, but the child will get sick. So we're talking about we in the case of a basket with the stone, we tell you must shake out the stone. So say the same thing over here. So why don't we say that? She is a katinik. The case is that the child refuses to relinquish the stone. But obviously, nafal evan miyad katinik. Also, the hagbia relinquishing of the child's crying for the stone. Tough luck. You're not going to pick up the stone and give it to the child. That would zelt to be a dime. Al yer katinik malak seifa miyagbia katinik as evan miyachsa miyleno. So the child is lohigil lachinuch. So we're not going to ask the child to carry the stone. So if the father got to the point that the kid's getting this major temper tantrum, you're allowed to let the kid carry the stone. There is a Rashba which says that even though there's an isser of a father of Sviya B'Yadayim, he can't give a child an isser directly. And look, this is a case of Sviya B'Yadayim. But to allow a child to do a Dirabanan for the Tzarech of the child, Chazal did not ask for Sviya B'Yadayim. It was the Tzarech of the child. So, for example, the Rashba says a child to carry something in a caramelist, child wants to carry some food in the caramelist, so it's tilted, it's carrying in the caramelist, just the rabbanon, the tzarech of the tinnik. So that is mutter. He cannot carry the tzarech of the father, that's also the father's, you know, if even the child do it, the father has to stop it. But for the tzarech atzmai, the Rashba holds its mutter. So this is main that din over there, the Rashba. Not everybody agrees with the Rashba, but this lechara seems to be over here. Higher level of tzarech, so they're moderate. Chusha rimah patan zolach ma'aser like the Rashba. So by chassidim, you'll see that. Even though there's no erev, they'll let the kids carry a little peckle to shul. Right? Have you ever seen that? I saw that. You know, in tells where we lived. Our minute, because we don't make an error over interstates. So Interstate 90 goes right. Mama's right next to the yeshiva. So where the Kerel used to live, there was Kerel people lived on the campus, but there was other apartments people lived off campus. You had to go under the overpass on the 90 to get to yeshiva. So there was no area from the Kerel to yeshiva. And there was a few people that were service, they would let their kids carry a peckle of Cheerios with them to davening the Shabbos morning, even though they're going outside of the area. Like the Rashba.
Would they give machos to Sarah Surabana? Would that not?
What?
Would they give machos to Sarah Surabana?
Machos is Pashas now.
I think not, right?
Yeah. The Rashba Pashas is a mashal like that in Sugyub in Yavamas. The child has the case of the Gemara, but he's going to the Gemara in Yavamas. The Gemara says that there was a case where they lost a Mafteach. And they brought the kids there to play, so they could see. Hopefully, one of the kids would find the key. The Morse says, "How can you do it? He's doing it for the father, and for himself, it's okay."
So this guy's not in order. Okay, no.
Right?
So we've not got this guy.
Rashi says, "Yeah, for himself, it'd be okay." Morse asks, "Because it's doing it for the father."
That's what we're trying to figure out. Right?
So it sounds like that, you know, that for himself, you never a problem.
But it's not for giving him the adayim. Also, isn't it less than that?
Well, the Morse holds bringing him to that situation in order to have him pick it up is equivalent to giving it to him. And that was your goal. The goal was that the kid should find the goat, pick up the. Okay. Gimel Avim Ein. He doesn't have gaguin. We're matter. The mashiv taltal tinnik gimel muksa have a kilo who atzma taltal muksa v'aser. So this is not considered tiltal min tzad. This is considered direct tiltal because you're really. So why isn't tiltal min tzad? This is you're holding the child. The child's holding the coin. the stone. So the Moshe Dishon brings from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said that since carrying a child was such a very common thing, that's not considered tiltum and a tzad. Unless you have a real tzarech, we'll consider tiltum and a tzad. Whereas other cases where that wasn't so common, but carrying a child is not called tiltum and a tzad. And carrying a child with child holding things, that's all part of how you take care of a child. So it's common enough that we don't look at it as being an indirect carrying.
It's the structural.
Okay, Dalit. So now, the case of the dinner, we're afraid the child will even if you're walking, holding the child's hand, the child will drop the coin, and the father will pick it up. There's not a danger here, just the child's going to get sick from his first worry for the father. So we're not going to allow the father to metaltel muksa directly because of chashash of chayli.
Okay, so you want to say that? Okay, but you're right. Yeah, we're going to talk about that actually later on. That's not because actually getting it's the buzz like platform for the
side. Now.
Let's change
the scenario, but let's say there would be a real tzarech of the child to move muksa. Child sick, and you have to give him a medicine, which is, let's say, muksa. The law is you're allowed to do that. So they were mounted to the muksa because of the tzarech of the chayla. So,
and then you reattach it over here. So now it's less than 20 amps. The walls are still like this. Is that a problem?
So interesting why this is a.
At that point, it's not a problem. Why not? It shouldn't be a problem. Because you've built it in a way that you could build it around.
That's a dinner later on.
And
the symbol of Hilchos Chayli is Shin Chav Tes.
That's not the dinner.
So there it's Mashma.
It's not a dinner.
The dinner over there was for Echelish Ein Basakana. What is.
So the
schach. What
matter? So have to build walls like that. The fact that I
is one thing. Sakana's Aver is the next Madrigo. And then there's Chel Hashem Sakana. So the different opinions over there. And one, the Iker Shita, which you're passing like is that a Yisrael. The Chel Hashem Sakana Yisrael can do. It's a Rabbanon with a Shinui. That's the Iker Shita we're passing like. You can do a Rabbanon with a Shinui. Now, so that's the Rabbanon on something which is Me'en of the Raisa, like a Nismach to Malach. Muksa is not considered like Me'en of the Raisa. So there the Mishabura brings that. So moving, let's say, he gives an example over there that the Goy milked milk from a cow on Shabbos. So that milk is Muksa because it was Nismach in Karlovitz. So there's no way that milk, which is in the udder, during a Shabbos, is Muksa. So and the child needs the milk. You can give the milk to the child. So Prima Gadim says, you need a Shinui. So Sharatian over here says, the male that'll answer how that'll stim feeds the word mutual addiction the else and test the foul. This will answer why it's not a steer, because you need a shinui. If you don't do the shinui, it would be also like we're saying over here. But it does that
and therefore it's going to be possible. So therefore this must go
by. It sounds like the other sheen hold you don't have to do that. So you have to come up with a different answer why it's mutual.
So what's the shinui here?
What would you do?
No, what is the shinui here? Why is this called the shinui if it's derech to hold a kid like this?
No, over here it's us. We're saying over here we're afraid that
Makum Cholik's mother, because he's going to get sick of his mother.
No, we're saying tiltum in itself. But direct tiltum. Here we're talking about direct tiltum.
Right, it's
not
because he's doing it right.
Right. So here we're saying direct tiltum is mutter for tzarech of a chayim.
So maybe this is a lower kind of chol. This isn't the really chol shame box that come. This is just the kid is going to.
I don't know. It sounds like
the threshold of the kid's attachment to the stone is just yitzak v'yivka. It's not even holy. If he has a temper tantrum, that's enough of a threshold. The threshold of his attachment to you is holy. So even that is kind of funny.
It sounds chaylik over here that the more understands that the din of the kaguin issue was a real chaylik. The kid will get, you know, will get working with all to the point that he's actually going to get sick from. I don't know why the muksa thing, you know, could be the chaylik is over here that the child's desire is muksa, but then the child's desire is to drink something, which happens to be muksa. I don't know. I'm not sure what the chaylik is.
Because whether you learn
if there be others, so the second opinion holds that the only is to carry the child, but to walk with the child is mutter. Let's learn the Oshuchal Litus will learn. The Kshem Shatir will be Shilat Tinak, Lissaeno, Kshadir will be Yodi, Shemel with Talta and Kamadin. Kachmutal Lisa Sadir Atsu, Yodi, Akashinof, Mundit the Yadatinak. So there, where the father's going to make this cheshbon, eventually end up carrying the coin directly. Whereas when he's only holding the child's hand, he'll never make that cheshbon. Okay. Fine. Beis. There was a basket, and it had a hole in the basket. This is Soma Be'evin, and he filled up the hole with a stone. So now the stone is booked. So now you want to move the basket, which means you're moving the stone. But the stone over here is now functioning as part of the basket. So what's the Taltal Shrei Nasa Kedofna? But it becomes part of the basket. It's not books anymore. The Malas B'Mayim. So you have this gourd, which you use to draw the cup. The top is cut off, and you use it to draw water out of the gourd, whatever it is. The problem is that the gourd floats on top, so you have the stone which weighs it down. So that becomes part of the keli, as it were. Becomes part of the last. Vimlav is also, otherwise it's going to be also, because then we look at the stone as being separate, and now you've been metal to muksa. Okay. But has to be that it's attached well. Otherwise, it's not considered part of the basket. But if he attached it well, it becomes bottled to the basket.
This is only talking by 7 tefachim. What does it sound like?
The last yevesha, the chalula, so you have this hollow, empty gourd. We use it to fill up water, gather, draw water. So you're going to lower it down into the well, it's going to float on top, doesn't help you. So you want it to go into the water, and then it'll fill up, and then you'll pull it back up with the water inside. So you need to find some way to submerge it, so you add the stone for weight. So if it's attached well, it becomes bottled to the gourd. Now it becomes the opposite. The stone is still muksa, and the last, which is your way to move the stone, becomes a buses. We'll see later on the buses does not necessarily mean one is sitting on top of the other. But if one it functions to carry the other one, that's equivalent to the buses. So that'll be problematic as a buses.
Over 20 hours, that's definitely going to be possible. But if it was more than 4 hours, then that's a good shera. So in other words, the machlekes between Rabbi Yoshia, Rav Chana, and Rav Huna, is a machlekes
about what exactly if it's not tight, then
it's not tight, so then the stone is not bolted to the gourd.
Okay.
So the stone remains muksa. And now the las becomes a way to move the stone.
It could be even higher
because they're
not attached well, but they're attached.
It's a very specific case.
So that creates the opposite.
21 hours. Right. But if it's any more than 7 tefachim, it could be 21 hours, and it will still be kosher.
So, I mean, now, I have to tell you, this din over here is later on we deal with the din of muksa of abbasis. There's a din if the
let's think about what the Gemara just told us.
Isser is there to be mishamish the heter, it's not called a bus. The example with every head of the pot. Remember, we had the pot with the straw on top. So we said that the cover of the pot is sticking out from the straw, you can pick up the pot cover, and the straw will fall off to the side. So there's a person over there. What happened to the buses? The cover is supporting the straw. They said it's not called a buses because the purpose of the straw is not that the cover should support it. It's that it should take care of and cover the pot and keep the pot warm. So the purpose of the straw is to mishamish to the pot, not vice versa. So even though it's sitting on the pot, it's not called a bus. So whatever the heter is, the iser is there to mishamish the heter, it's not called buses. Buses is when the heter is being mishamish the iser. So Pashas, according to that, this case should not be called a buses, period. Because even the Maisa, the Evan is there to be Mishamish the Gord. Whether it's attached in the buffalo or not, it's a different question. But you can't call the Gord a buses to the Evan. So I don't know. So I see the Mishnah Dish over here asked the question. And he says that later on in Sivkat Nud Gimel, he'll talk about it. Just says anything intelligible to people like me.
Tosis starts off by telling us is that when they argue, the argument is between 7x7 2 4
hours. Doesn't really help so much. Okay.
Not specifically at 7.
He just says they have the same cash in Sif Gimel. Thank you very much. Or Sif Dalad. Gimel. The Kalkola Malaya Paris, Rabban Besachas. Now we have a new scenario where it's not part of the wall of the Kalkola. It's just actually it's actually in there. So now we have the stone in the basket together with Paris. See, Mehem Paris with Tuvim can go into any of them. If they're the type of things that you pour them out, they're going to get damaged. If you pour it onto the ground, dusty, you'll get these nice, fresh Tainim full of dirt. And, you know, and they get pick up the dirt, they get a little bit, they start rotting a little bit, etc. So I can't easily pour out the Paris and then leave the stone on the ground and put the Paris back in. So by the time I do that, I have all these messy, dirty Paris. So the Yitul Sukkamashi, you can take the Kalkola with the Paris, with the Eben as well. Because if you pour everything out with the intent being pour everything onto the ground, then pick back the pears and put them back in a basket and leave the stone on the ground, you're going to end up damaging the pears. But if the pears are something, the apples, so you pour the apples onto the ground, so nothing's going to happen to them. So then, you should shake off the stone together with the pears. Then you'll pick the pears back and put them back into the basket and leave the stone on the ground. Well, you let on Imahem. You have no right to carry the stone with the pears.
That's what
it would have
said, right?
If my goal over here is not that I need the Paris or the Coca-Cola, I need the spot. So pouring the stuff out onto the ground and that spot is going to defeat my whole purpose. So the hat over here, this is all case of Tultum in Atzad, the Tzarat Avar Hamutr. So as much as I can do near, it's not called Tzarat Avar Hamutr, because beside the Avar Hamutr, I can get rid of the Muks. So why am I carrying? Because I want to carry the Muks also. But if I can't, for the Tzarat Avar Hamutr, I cannot pour out the stone. So Tultum in Atzad for the Tzarat Avar Hamutr, whether it's because I need the Paris to be clean, whether I need the spot, I'm moving the basket indirectly, I'm moving the stone. The Tzarat Avar Hamutr, the usage of the Mokum or of the pears being clean.
Do you know, think about this for a second.
7
but, you know,
we have... Test. Kamar Shehi. Vav Sheish Eben Besoch, Nasa Zadokola, so first of all, what happened to dinner buses? He says, well, that's not a problem. Because in the case of Kakola, buses lish of the heter, heter chosh of yeshiv, bottle lish of the kabbah. Now we kilo in a buses rach the heter. So which is that buses are iser and heter, and the heter is more valuable, so we ignore the iser. So it's not a buses. I've always got the mail of a tal to come heaven, but there's tilt to heaven. Sure, tal to Kakola, la gila, mokim, shigirza. You're allowed to take the color where you want. Main circle lock on the pears. We take a cell beyond it. We don't ask them even to what, just pick the pears up by hand to leave the stone that way. No, we're afraid over there. And you blow it, carry them all by hand instead of in a basket. It's not so safe. If the pears are in each one in its own, or each few of them are in its own separate little basket, so it's not going to fall. So then you can take all of those baskets out and give a talk that way. Okay. Then we said, in a case where if there are pears which are not nifsid, so you have to pour it out. Since we have a way not to carry the stone, there's a little problem with that bosses, but you have a way to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. If the Evan is in such a way that you can just shake it out a little bit, and the Evan will fall out with everything, without everything else. Come, came, who you bizet? Come over, come on, and sip. Shinyud, sip cast bug.
It's not bar.
It might be. So you have to be careful. The case would be problematic.
So in this case, I'm moving the stone in order to take it out. So why is that better than just picking up the basket and moving it where I want to move the basket? In any case, I'm
so I understand what you're saying, but the problem in this
near is the act of, even though it's movement, in place, which even though we said movement in place, there's also usur, it's still better than actual tilting. So I pick, I have the money on the mattress, and I tilt the mattress so it should fall off. I didn't really, I didn't move it out of its place. That's still better in a law.
Smart to teach me that. Because
when
I want to apply
it, so, in the scenario where the fruits will not get damaged, shake everything out and then put the fruit back in. Then you'll put the fruit back into the basket if you need to. Gathering pears which got all spread out. Is also because of the chol. Pears which are in their original makom where they grew and have not been collected yet, that's ma'amar to gather them. So you'd have apples under a tree which have fallen off. Even if they fall off before Shabbat, there's no muksa problem. Gathering the apples from under the tree would be ma'amar. But if they've already been gathered once, so there's ain ma'amar acher ma'amar, but there's an issur derabanan of moving to the chol to schlep all these, gather all these spread out things. But if they're basically staying in one place, that's not called, that's not
usur. He doesn't need to teach me that. Remember, what's the machlokes of it?
Now, if you need the place where the kakola is, now you can't shake it out over here because you'll. The Shema Yipul Evan, the Malkam Shasarchei Lov, because then you'll end up with the stone possibly exactly where you need it. So you'll carry it to somewhere else and shake it out over there, or just leave it over there.
Okay. And your staff is pouring out a stone. You're going to be getting sale from that staff. You can't tell me over there you're not getting sale from the staff. Yeah. So the
okay. Okay.
There must be a rich working over here.
So a person by mistake left the Evan on top of the chavis, so he has the top of the barrel which is, he wants to take the cover off and he has the stone on top. Almost alakar, he left money on his pillow, on his mattress. So Mata Chavis, I'll see that you can tilt the barrel to the on its side. So Evan Nefelis and the stone will fall off. Manara Kara the most nothing or shake out the mattress and the money falls off.
So
it's not a problem. It's not a problem of bosses because it was a case of shock. Bosses only happens if you intentionally put it there. The person over here, and Taisa Shita is, or Ben Tam Shita is, even if you put it there intentionally, but you plan to remove it before Shabbos and you forgot to remove it, it's also not out of bosses. Because you intended that it should not be there on Shabbos. So even when it ends up being there, that's not called a boss because you do not designate it that this function in Shabbos is the whole decider. So there's no problem with bosses.
No, you can't.
So, you can do near.
Okay, so that's
Furthermore, this chavis which had the stone is amongst other barrels. You can't shake it out over there. Either because there's no room, or because he's afraid of the stone as it falls off might smash into. Their chavis were made out of charis. So you don't want this. You don't want a stone falling around over there between your chavis and breaking one of them. So then, Yochel Agbia Kemoy Shehu Ima Evan L'Mokam Acher L'Tosu Shalom Teshiyukul Mail Out. You can actually pick it up with the stone on it, carry it to a safe place, and tilt it off over there.
What about 9 by 9 by 22? So then you're talking.
Now, V'Minicham Aleihem Midaitzoi Adashi Shor Shabbat Yisrael Shabbat. He put it there intentionally that it should remain there with intent that it should remain there at the beginning of Shabbat. This means he designated it as a bus. Also, L'Hatos Lenar, you can't do Hatoyer and Mir because it becomes a bus.
Right.
Okay.
Is the mission talking about bigger than 7
years? Right. Okay. V'yei shomrim da'filo hinicham shom al dash yisharu shom beknisa b'shabbos keisha yitleim b'shabbos mutal hatos olinar b'shabbos. So they take this heter of non bosses that a person put it intended to leave it at the beginning of Shabbos with the plan to shake it off on Shabbos. I mean, he does not want it to remain there for the whole Shabbos. That was his plan. So he didn't make it a bosses, because a bosses means you're designated that the function deciding over Shabbos is to hold the stone. And you do not want that. You want it over Shabbos, and it should not function for that purpose. So even though part of the time you did want it to be there, but since part of the time you did not want it to be there, that's not a bosses, according to the Shita. And therefore you're allowed to move it. According to this sheet, it only comes to bosses if the plan was to relieve it as such the whole Shabbos.
Why can't I make
the Shabbos? And if that's what he did,
why can't
I also the Talmud, even though this eventually fell off,
so why can't I go
in some way or other, it came off in some way or other, it doesn't make a difference. The bosses remains also.
I have a better ratio when it comes to 4 by 4.
Now, if you're not the bosses, but we're also, Mr. Shabbos, also called a Shabbos Kula, came a Chol Mutzah. Mutzah is defined the beginning of Shabbos. Something Mutzah is defined as Mutzah, it remains Mutzah the whole Shabbos. Kedisa Kamam is Sigur Shimru. Now, end of thought, new thought. Imara Mehniach Dabra Mutzah Al Shal Chaveira. Lomir the Nasa Mutzah is Lomir Yisr, Deinon Am Oyser Shal Chaveira Shlomi Dait. So, that will not answer. So, if I share a freezer space with somebody else, somebody came in and said, you know, there's no room for my stuff. And he put, all of us looked at things, the top of my things. This is great. It's a good place to store it on top of Randall's stuff. So now my stuff is the boss's. No, but he can't define what the purpose of my things are.
Within a family, but I was saying,
what?
Within a family, living together, if one of the people places their item.
So if they're considered Marshall to do that, it would be a problem. But in general, I think that the child will not answer on the father. If a child just goes, I didn't want it there. So the father is the owner, and he's conveying what he wants and doesn't want.
Even a god,
even a god, yeah. But if the range on the house was that the kid takes care of setting things up, so he basically outsourced his decision on how to set things up, so then he can't come back and say, after tonight, I didn't mean that. Now, the scenario of the freezer, I just want to point out, even though I gave that example, it's not so partial, because if something which I don't really want it there, just want to put it together for convenience sake, because that's how it fits in better, a lot of places, well, that's not called the buses either. So, but you know, the person would intentionally try and put it in the place. Alright, so that okay, let's hold it here. Hashem, tomorrow we'll tackle the shabbos on the zip.